Penguin Random House Audio presents The Harlequin by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read for you by Cynthia Holloway.
Chapter 1. Malcolm, the head of the Church of Eternal Life, the Vampire Church, sat across from me. Malcolm had never been in my office before. In fact, the last time I'd seen him, he'd accused me of doing black magic and being a whore. I'd also killed one of his members on church grounds, in front of him and the rest of his congregation. The dead vamp had been a serial killer. I'd had a court order of execution, but still, it hadn't made Malcolm and me buddies. I sat behind my desk, sipping coffee from my newest Christmas-themed mug. A little girl sat on Santa's lap saying, "Define good." I worked hard every year to find the most offensive mug I could so that Bert, our business manager, could throw a fit. This year's mug was tame by my usual standards. It had become one of my holiday traditions. I'd at least dressed for the season in red skirt and jacket, very festive for me. I had a new gun in my shoulder holster. A friend of mine had finally persuaded me to give up my Browning high power for something that fit my hand a little better. The Browning was at home in the gun safe, and the Heckler & Koch P200 was in the holster. I felt like I was cheating. Once upon a time, I'd thought Malcolm handsome, but that had been when his vampire tricks worked on me. Without vampire wiles to cloud my perception, I could see that his bone structure was too rough, almost as if it hadn't quite gotten smoothed out.